Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning and welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and I'm grateful to be part of the Republic Broadcasting Network lineup. And it is just amazing that it's already been, we're coming up on a full year. This is the January 1st, 2019 edition, and I first came on January 2nd. Of 2018, and I support the Vikings, both the good men and women that do something, and I'm going to be covering a little bit about Nevada, a little bit about California, a little bit about Arizona, and going to give a great honorable mention to Texas because of the Texas Rangers and the 7 federal indictments against that crooked mayor in Richardson. And right now is the time of year when the grand jury is completing their reports for the 2018-19 year. They start January 1st and go to June 30th. And I'm fortunate to be borrowing some books from Mike School. And I'm going to cover To Tame a Tyrant by Walter Myers. And that's M-Y-E-R-S. And he was present at the Bundy Ranch and got this book to Mike School at that event, as well as showing support and giving some really great wisdom and knowledge. And the great thing about To Tame a Tyrant is that Walter started writing this in 1990, and it's rather prophetic about what we've gone through from the 90s until just recently. So thank you again for your support of Republic Broadcasting and these incredible, fabulous, you know, seekers and givers of wisdom and knowledge. I'm super grateful to my next door neighbors here in Incline Village, Nevada. It's up on the lake on the other side of the mountain, near the Reno area. A little further south of the lake is the Carson City area where the Capitol building is. And over 100 of those folks showed up to a meeting at the Board of Supervisors, either for the county or the city or the Homeowners Association or something. And it was all over the local news, the AM talk radio that's got, you know, various conservative good guys speaking the truth out there. And over 100 folks showed up, and guess what? They're not going to allow a directed energy weapon or radio frequency radiation emitting cell tower in their neighborhood. And it's really interesting because it's just 8 miles away on the shore of the north shore of Lake Tahoe here. And I'm really thrilled and giddy, like a schoolgirl. I know you can tell by my voice, trying to be stoic and clinical and professional here and try to keep it as a family show. Every once in a while, I just have to call the bull shiza as it lies. So thank you again for supporting this platform where I'm able to give exclusive wisdom and knowledge through the Republic Broadcasting Network. And make sure to get your tinfoil and your envelopes and vote with your dollars and your time, and don't be brainwashed by the BS on the television. Got rid of mine in the late 80s, early 90s, went back to school, became a doctor, and look at me now. So in touching on the heroes in Nevada, I'm super proud of these folks. I'd like to get in touch with them and meet with them. We need a really important rally to come to this area and this town. We're in the middle of a very hot senatorial race. We have a rhino Republican known as Kevin Kiley running against the real Republican, Brian Daly. That's D-A-H-L-E. So if you're up here in the Northern District and you knew the Senator Ted Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, and their office was great, got a copy of the Senate Bill 649 enrolled copy and the veto letter from Jerry Brown, so I can put New Mexico in there too, since they got rid of smart meters last year. In 2017, the 5G was banned and vetoed here in California, and boy, it's still being deployed by the same company that got their butts kicked last Tuesday when that tower isn't going up in the neighborhood, because the people have spoken, and finally, they were listened to. So thank you to my neighbors in Nevada. This is a great book. This was dedicated or given to Mike School, and Walter came up on the during the Bundy Ranch standoff from the Laughlin Bullhead City area of Arizona. And there are a bunch of great excerpts in here. There is quotes from James Madison that I wanted to share with you. I see some really good quotes here, and the Liberty Bell story excerpt and or paraphrased from 1994, And I think I'm going to start with that because according to the Bible and the most hated law professor ever being Jesus, the perfect law is the law of liberty. And liberty is our inherent right, as well as privacy, property, and quite a few other things, delineated in the wonderful 10 articles of the Bill of Rights, or the first 10 amendments, and also delineated in the 10 commandments. And that's another interesting thing that was discovered by my research and other people just giving it to me, baby, such as the original 13th Amendment, and that will explain the utter corruption and plunder that is taking place in the levels of government. Pretty neat work. Will Wagner, Jerry Day, really big names in the videography sector. Jerry Day, the Emmy Award-winning film producer, helped me do a little video. And here we go. This is the Liberty Bell, November 1st, 1751 to February 22nd, 1846, paraphrased in 1994. The bell is a symbol of law, a symbol of justice, a symbol of the sovereign rights of the people. It has played a greater role in history than any other bell in the world. Cracked and mute, now resting silently at Independence Hall, it has been heard in the hearts of freedom-loving people throughout the world. Its effect as an emblem of liberty is magnetic, drawing those who seek their human birthright, hopefully, toward fulfillment. But the freedom it represents, the bell itself, experienced many troubles and survived problems. Each difficulty made it more enduring as a symbol. The bell was cast to commemorate the 50th anniversary, or the Jubilee, of William Penn's 1701 Charter of Liberties, ensuring freedom for the citizens of Pennsylvania, including the Indians, and remained in effect until the Revolution. This Charter of Liberties, along with the 25 points of its frame of the government of March 2nd, 1683, combined to become a major influence for the other colonies before they were called the several states, and then assisted in the design of our Constitution and its Bill of Rights. It may have been Ben Franklin who suggested that the prophetic Old Testament inscription be embossed onto the shoulder of the Liberty Bell. And this statement says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And that's out of Leviticus 25:10. I really appreciate the use of scripture to back up your factual statements. It really infuriates those bar attorneys and those judges. The Liberty Bell was ordered in 1751 to be cast by Thomas Lester of Whitechapel in London, under the sign of the three bells. But at its first ringing in Philadelphia in 1752, it cracked. The 2,080-pound bell was then melted down and recast twice in Philadelphia by John Stowe and John Pass, also under the sign of the three bells. I wonder if that was in winter and how cold it was, and poor little bell just needed a little warmth prior to ringing the bell there, I guess. Let's see. they added additional American copper, and they did their job well, for Philadelphia rejoiced when their bell was finally hung in place during the summer of 1753 in the Pennsylvania State House, the building now known as Independence Hall. Built from 1732, the year George Washington was born, a second identical bell was sent from London in 1754 and placed on the lower roof, eventually used to chime the hours. In 1828, this cousin bell, known as the Other One, was given to a local church, which lost the bell in a tragic fire in 1844. Now called the Old One, or the State House Bell, the Liberty Bell rang out to announce occasions of joy and sorrow, or to summon citizens to the public square to hear the news. It spoke for the people and to the people. Its mighty tones became a voice that truly proclaimed liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. The bell summoned quarterly meetings of the Philadelphia Assembly. It later bade God's speed to Benjamin Franklin as he left for England in 1757 with a petition for redress of grievances to King George III. Then, with great joy, it rang on January 26, 1763, for the end of the French and Indian War. It rang muffled in 1765 as the heavily guarded ship Royal Charlotte sailed up the Delaware River bearing hated tax stamps. When the English Parliament forbade the colonies to manufacture steel or iron, woolen goods or hats, operate planing mills, or transport goods from colony to colony, it rang forth a national rage. The bell rang muffled when the English closed the port of Boston, but 9 months later it rang again, this time to announce how the Redcoats had been routed from Lexington and conquered back to Boston. It rang out loud and clear to announce the signing of the unanimous Declaration of Independence, for indeed, now the great bronze bell was truly proclaiming liberty. On June 14, 1777, it rang to salute the newly approved 13-star Betsy Ross flag. Then that September, just before the British occupation of Philadelphia, the old bell and the other bell were quickly taken down under cover of night, along with several church bells, and taken north of Valley Forge to be hidden in Allentown for almost a year. It rang again loudly at the end of nearly 8 years of the Revolutionary War of 1781. It rang even louder for the Constitution, 1787, our first president, 1789, and the Bill of Rights, 1791. Later, it rang in bereavement for the deaths of Ben Franklin, 1790, and then George Washington, 1799. It announced the election of Thomas Jefferson in 1801. And that's the first two pages of the paraphrased story of the Liberty Bell, and that's in the front part of To Tame a Tyrant. And so the theme is, in today's show, the taming of tyrants, and resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That's what Thomas Jefferson said, and I had the great joy of speaking with Walter Myers and Mr. Dan Pilla, Sr., who makes what's called the Freedom Calendar, to remind us each day of if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And so men are born free, but ignorant, they have been cheated, asleep, surprised, divided, the yoke, or taxes, forced upon them. And only well-informed people can be free. Ames Madison, our president, back in the day. Thank you again. I will see you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly Royce, The Grand Jury Reawakening.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and I'm grateful to be here on this one-year anniversary of the show, and I'm grateful and thankful for the support of people that tried to pitch in and do their part and help out, and I don't know who did it or why they did it or how they did it, but apparently Amazon.com is restricting and failing to recognize either my post office box, that's 1624, or my physical address, and all my next door neighbors and the neighbors across the street get packages from the Amazon vendors. And so I don't know if that's discrimination or retaliation, but I do need books. I'm a nerd. I can't get enough, factual information. And so that's hindering my getting the Blackstone's commentary on the law and quite a few other books, Geneva Study Bible, Red Letter, things that are probably on the public domain. And so I need your help. If you do Amazon still, can you get on there and see what their problem is? Because it even happens down in the Philippines. Enough of that. I don't want to have Tinkerbellitis, but just a little update. So I'm really grateful to Rich Manders and Mike School and Colonel Hunt and Walter Myers and those of you that have been able to pitch in and support this process and help to supply the paper, the postage, the envelopes, and those things that help me get you the documentation that you might need, or the reports that you might need, or these this sealed indictment with the 7 counts against that mayor in Richardson, Texas. And so on occasion, when you've actually completed the task, and I'm still looking for someone to send me the Vitality Capsules, Dr. Daniels information to my P.O. box, because I want to study up on turpentine from her teaching perspective. So if anybody's got an extra copy of that, P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143, and thank you. And to get you through and boost you to your next hurdle or obstacle or high jump or however you view these challenges that we come across during the dark administration that took place before the 2016 changing of the guard. I just want to suggest that there's a filmmaker out of Los Angeles named Joel Gilbert, and he did Trump, The Art of the Insult. And it's amazing. And I think that I would even invite my liberal friends and family to see this, because it's one real conservative insulting the rhino or Republican in name only, rhino Republicans. Wonderful. And I hope it cheers you up. And there's also Banished, the Danny Williams biography, and there is Dreams of My Real Father about Barack, insane Hussein, Obama, and it's great to see that Donald is a man who remains, he has the right to remain silent, and sometimes he exercises it and sometimes he doesn't, and I appreciate the level and the style and the technique with which he responds and replies to the, their weak attempts at insulting him and his work. And I'm grateful that things seem to be taking a turn for the better. There are a lot of crooked politicians that stole from the people and lied to the people and deceived the people and shed innocent blood, we're going to see justice in our day. See you on the other side of this break.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now. Ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see.
Oh yeah, I'm so stoked to have engineers that can improvise and accommodate and surprise me with the good song and the great lyrics. I'm grateful for that, and I'm not gonna toe the line. The line better be towing me if I'm water skiing or foil surfing. get into that gigantic wave. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and during the little break in between the old one going out and the new one coming in, I wanted to cover some good news today and this book, To Tame a Tyrant, by Walter L. Myers. And I'm picking up with the Liberty Bell story here, and I'm picking up on page 9 of the intro part of his book, a paraphrase from 94. So on July 4th, 1826, it pealed forth the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, only to be hushed at the loss of both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who both died on that famous day. Having rung wildly in 1824 to welcome war hero Marquis de Lafayette back to Philadelphia for the honoring of France's role in the American Revolution, it was again in hushed tones when it announced his death in 1834. And a crack was noticed at the lip of the bell on July 8, 1835, while ringing in memoriam for John Marshall, the nation's fourth Chief Justice, who was being taken from Philadelphia to Richmond, Virginia, where he now rests in peace. The bell tolled out, stirring men's hearts and souls. And then, on George Washington's birthday in 1846, it became so badly cracked it was silenced forever, never to peal out its wonderful messages again. Though the Liberty Bell is not a person, it is indeed a national hero that was born in our greatest hour, lived through our glorious youth, retreated, advanced, sang, shouted, fought, fell, and was nearly scrapped in the line of duty. The Liberty Bell is a national symbol, great like Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln, yet plain like any of us. It is the only bell in the world in whose presence anyone, regardless of race, creed, political belief, or wealth, would solemnly look upon it and feel, as well as show, true respect. The Liberty Bell reminds each of us of our rights, our duties, and responsibilities to remain free. To each of us, it suggests a rededication to the principles under which this country was founded. The Liberty Bell will continue to ring as long as we all dream, hope, and act to preserve liberty. The Liberty Bell still rings. It rings in the hearts of all mankind. And on July 4th, 1966, 214 years since the first Liberty Bell was cast, and 190 years after the signing of the unanimous Declaration of Independence, exact replicas of Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell were dedicated as a salute to Philadelphia and the people of America. This all took place in Southern California, resulting from the lifelong dream of a very fine American. Visit the Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell on both the East and West Coasts, and if you're on the East Coast, you can see it in the Independence Hall at Chestnut Street between 5th and 6th Streets in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, that's Chestnut Street between 5th and 6th Streets in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And on the West Coast, if you've ever been to Knott's Berry Farm for their amazing berries, and they have a little amusement park there and a decent restaurant where sometimes when you can't cook for 20 folks, you take them to Knott's Berry Farm and have your dinner there. So there's an Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. Those are replicas for America, and that's located at 8039 Beach Boulevard in the town of Buena Park. That's B-U-E-N-A Park, California. And that's right across from Knott's Berry Farm in the Independence Hall. And I'm grateful for this book, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Walter. His bio here. He's a native of Kansas, and his formal education is in engineering and business. Following 4 years with the U.S. Navy, he worked for the U.S. government as an instructor and systems test engineer at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland, and as a division chief in the U.S. Army's Chaparral Vulcan Project Manager's Office in Washington, D.C. As the project manager's senior staff representative with the U.S. Army Air Defense Center and School, Fort Bliss, Texas, and as chief of the Plans and Programs Division of the General Staff at Lackland Air Force Base, also in Texas. His private business interests have included rental properties, a speedway, flying commercial pilot and flight instructor, mining and ranching. And Mr. Meyer's hobbies have included hunting, fishing, scuba, camping, and scouting. And here's the foreword, page 11. And here he writes, the United States, as a republic founded on biblical principles and the precepts that life, liberty, and property ownership are paramount, is in serious trouble. And remember, we're on a time machine roller coaster today, because I started out with current news, and then I'm going back in time, and then back to the writing of this book. Our institutions of government have been taken over by political parties and people bent on merging the U.S. into a one-world socialist government whose edicts will be forced upon everyone at gunpoint. Those hoping to avoid this catastrophe must recognize past mistakes, repent, seek God's help, and unite in spirit and unity of action, though not in body, to regain control of the government in order to redirect the course of our ship of state. The challenge is enormous, but if patriotic Americans will cooperate and recognize the need to communicate and to coordinate their efforts, we will retain the Constitution as our beacon and ensure they make effective use of soap boxes, mailboxes, grand jury boxes, and petit jury boxes, and ballot boxes. It can be met. And that's the great thing about Walter, is he mentions these boxes. And the soap box, the mailbox, the grand jury box, the petit jury box, and the ballot box. However, we must recognize time is of the essence. It appears that the implementation of the crime bill will not only strip us of our right to peacefully seek redress for our grievances, but impose the death penalty on those actively attempting to do so. Therefore, those that are serious about reinstating lawful government must act now and in a positive, meaningful way. They must move from defense to offense. To do so effectively and efficiently, they must adopt a common plan. The plan offered herein is a fluid document. Of necessity, it will be periodically updated as political conditions change and new and innovative approaches for solving our problems crystallize. Responsible written comments are solicited and will be given due consideration. So again, I am grateful to have this book and have read through a little bit of it. And so this was dedicated to Mike School with a prayer that this helps him to understand our need, and then the title of the book, To Tame a Tyrant, and how we might do so. This is, again, Walter L. Myers' book, To Tame a Tyrant. And this was copyrighted in 1997 by Walter Myers. And I'm going to quote James Madison here. He's got this in the very beginning of the book. The preservation of a free government requires not merely that the meets and bounds which separate each department of power be invariably maintained, but more especially that neither of them be suffered to overleap the great barrier which defends the right of the people. The rulers who are guilty of such encroachment exceed the commission from which they derive their authority and are tyrants. The people who submit to it are governed by laws made neither by themselves nor by any authority derived from them and are slaves. It is proper to take alarm at the first experiment upon our liberties. We hold this prudent jealousy to be the first duty of citizens and one of the noblest characteristics of the late revolution. The freemen of America did not wait till usurped power had strengthened itself by exercise and entangled the question in precedence. They saw all the consequences in the principle, and they avoided the consequences by denying the principle. James Madison. Restoring lawful government, border to border, makes more sense than a new world order. This is great. Restoring lawful government, border to border, makes more sense than a new world order. And I'm so grateful to have this book. And there are wonderful references here. In the back, there's a section that goes over those who voted for the Audit the Fed bill and then decided to totally turncoat on us. And let's see, I covered the foreword. So the book has a couple of major purposes, and its first purpose is to briefly introduce the reader to the nature and the magnitude of the problems that we're facing America, or that are facing Americans. Hopefully, this introduction will stimulate readers into becoming a part of the solution. But one fact is clear, no one can straddle the fence. Every American will, by acts of omission or co-mission, choose whom ye will serve. And that's right out of the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. And one of the common quotes is, you know, this, I'll get to it as I come through this. So for the plan to actually work, people must lay aside their egos, minimize their tendency to allow money to override the real need of reclaiming control of our nation's destiny, cease being just a spectator in the fight, to stop what can only be described as national suicide. Become a member of a team dedicated to helping take America back. And that's one of Mike's goals. Contributions and introductions to this movement is the Prepare to Take America Back movement and website. Let's see. So, understanding that a problem can't be solved by addressing just its symptoms. Be willing to accept that the efficiency and effectiveness of any group can be enhanced by all of its members adopting a common goal and working together to develop and implement a plan of action to pursue that goal. And this book, the dedication list is wonderful. Here we go. Margaret, his lovely wife, without whose help this book would have never become reality. And This book is especially dedicated to God, who provided us an instruction manual for operating the world he created. The patriotic Americans of the 1700s who pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor fighting a war to enable them to follow God's instructions and to give us the finest form of government and the most solid foundation for liberty ever penned by man. And so I'm really grateful to be working my way through this book, and I will give you an update or so when I can. And I'm glad to see a couple of even California members here. So there was a state senator, Don Rogers, Republican in California back in the day. And we need to get those guys doing the right thing. Thank you much. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. It's my last little segment here for the week, and I just wanted to clear up a couple of errors that I made for the record. I didn't verify Savannah, Georgia or Augusta, Georgia as the location for the Masters golf competition, but what I did verify is the important stuff, that cell phones were banned from that event, and support our peace officers and our firefighters and our paramedics and our ambulance people, and know this fact.
Here's a couple of fun trivia facts that are not trivial at all. There are two types of people or two societies or members that cannot serve on a jury, either a petit jury or grand jury, or as a politician with your title of nobility or honor. Those would be bar attorneys, those would be peace officers, and those would be judges. So you'll never see a uniformed peace officer of any kind serving on a jury. The best place and the best people to serve on a jury would be former service members, in my opinion. And I also came across another good elder, that's Dan Pilla Sr., and he developed what's called the Freedom Calendar, and you can write to him if you'd like, 704 Edgerton, E-D-G-E-R-T-O-N, in St. Paul, Minneapolis, or Minnesota, you know, the Twin Cities right there. 55130 is the zip code. And it's great because every day of every week and of every month, you've got your Bill of Rights so that you can review that. I think it's going to make a wonderful gift, and I'm going to try to get a hold of a few of these for next year. And just remember, liberty is a mockery in a land where the common citizen is in bondage to the tax man. That's a quote from Charles W. Adams. This is great. What a great tool. And I found this through the Weston Price Foundation, one of the quarterly newsletters. And I've memorized that a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state and the right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed. And it's really important to memorize these, each of the first 10 amendments, and to exercise these rights, or they're going to be lost and really difficult to reclaim. So thank you again for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. Get your tinfoil and your envelope addressed to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 to Suite 302. And thank you so much for those of you that have taught your friends about the grand jury and are part of this reawakening in Nevada and in California. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you much.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.